I am the Archangel Samandiriel, the Archangel of Imagination and Passion. I come that I might speak of both of these things, of their importance and their need at this moment in time. Imagination is key in conceiving and perceiving solution, in receiving inspiration from the divine, and constructing structure whereby such guidance might be made manifest on earth and put to practical use in the solution of problems. It is commonplace for mankind to assume that imagination is only to be used in the creation of art, and indeed, this is one of the uses of imagination, and it is a goodly and divine one. But imagination has also been used since the beginning of time in order to enable technical, philosophical, psychological, and scientific minds to conceive truths and solutions that they would otherwise not be able to receive and translate into practical applications on earth. Many notable philosophers and scientists throughout Earth's history have utilized the power of their imagination in order to bring forward such truths. Einstein being very probably amongst the most famous of these. At this moment in time, when your world is in a state of chaos and great need, imagination is required on an individual basis and on a collective level in order for humanity to perceive their way out of their current dilemma, their personal dilemmas in regards to the nature of their work, in regards to the nature of their family environment, in regards to the nature of their own well-being, but also globally, in regards to the way in which those advances in science might be put to best use in order to aid the entirety of the community of the earth, and also so that individual governments might conceive those plans that will enable the economy of their nations to continue to thrive and in time also to recover. The divine sends inspiration. But it is the imagination of men and women, and of children, that translates this inspiration into plans that can be put into practical manifestation here on earth and lead to solution. When then you feel stuck or unsure as to how to move forwards, try to instigate the power of your imagination. Free yourself from your desk or your armchair. Go for a walk. Clean the house. Do some ironing. Something domestic. Something mundane. Something that will enable you to disassociate from the problem. Whilst you do such things, let your mind wander onto the problem, seeking solution in a lateral, creative, and imaginative way. Entertain all forms of possibility, even those that are impossible and impractical to manifest. Set your mind free. Let it be open to inspiration, but also allow it to access the deep resources of your own subconscious and superconscious mind, that the vast power of your consciousness be employed into providing you with solution via inspiration from the soul and the divine, and also via the ingenuity of the power of your consciousness and brain. As said, I am also the angel of passion, and passion is also here key. Mankind is passionate about many things: other people, art, music, drama, food. Passion is motivation. It is a powerful emotional fixation and drive, a powerful engagement with that thing that resonates, that appeals, that arouses in man interest and obsession. Passion is powerful. The motivation that it forges within can move mountains, like faith. Passion is the power of the masculine Christ force. It is the energy that was embodied by the avatar, Jesus. The Master Jesus was passionate about the sharing of the wisdom of the divine on earth, the sharing of the wisdom of the Maitreya, the Christ force that Jesus held on the planet at that time. This was philosophy and truth, spiritual understanding, comprehension of the spiritual world, and the true nature of humanity. It was this passion that drove the Master Jesus to leave such a powerful imprint upon the world. It was this passion that enabled the Master Jesus to bring forward a truth that has so endured. I would encourage you then now to engage your passion. It would be understandable for you to think that now would not be the time, that now would rather be the time to be more practical in your focuses. But this is not so. If you can engage your passion, if you can engage your motivation, if you can tap into the deep resources of your energy, of your desire, of your enthusiasm and obsession, you can forge and create for yourself something powerful, something new. You can give birth to that that has always been inside you, waiting to come forwards. You can crystallize and clarify that that you have begun to explore, but never maybe had the time or confidence to fully give your energies to. Now is the perfect time for you to focus on your passion, for you to ask yourself what drives you, what inspires you, what motivates you, and to bring more of your attention to this. You may be surprised to discover that by doing so, you can bring forward something powerful and potent that can aid you at this moment in time greatly, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, that can help you conceptualize a way forwards, a way out of present dilemmas and difficulties. In the story of the Garden of Eden, Eve eats from the tree of knowledge. She is guided to an apple. The apple has become a symbol of temptation, but it can also represent passion. It is my hallow, my sacred object. The apple is a powerful fruit. If it is cut horizontally, we can see inside it a star that holds seeds. It is a five-pointed star, a pentacle that represents the balance of the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Mind, heart, body, spirit and soul. The apple represents then desire, passion, motivation, and how this can reward us when it is deployed with balance in our life, when it is managed through mind, heart, body, spirit, and soul. The passion is the power. It is the energy. It is the force. But as is the case with all forces, it must be tempered, balanced, and managed if it is to be practically applicable to the world around us in a useful way. I would encourage you then now to indulge your passion, to investigate your imagination, to call upon my power and my presence that I might aid you in not only finding these things, drawing them to the surface, but also in balance, applying them practically to the world around you, to the needs and wants of your life. It would also be true to say that some consider my energy to be connected and aligned to fertility. In ancient days, I was, at one point, called upon to aid in the conception of children. My energy can still be called forwards for this function now. But the true power of my fertile gift transcends the conception of a child. It is a fertility that can be applied to all things: ideas, notions, business plans, the concepts and outlines of novels or artwork or music. Mine is the gift of growth and life, as well as imagination and passion. And so I would encourage you finally also to call upon me to help your dreams grow, to help them take root, to help them rise up to the light and find their footing in reality. In love, then, I leave these blessings, these notions with you. Use them wisely and well, and call upon my power and my grace, and trust and know that in love ever, I will come to you.